Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a Wednesday morning. Thanks for joining us here at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate all you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. I want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse here in Starkville or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. Be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in Handy Corner.
That would be a little weird. Handy Corner.
Yeah, it's where Handy Manny lives.
Oh, is that right?
You know Handy Manny?
Yeah.
Okay. Wherever you're on our great
state. He can build anything.
He can't. Well, we'll come back to that.
Okay.
Wherever you are in our great state, you can enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning. It's just a click away at strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. Handy Manny didn't actually build anything. The tools built everything.
That is true.
Handy Manny was the most useless guy ever. All we needed was the tools.
Well, I mean, maybe he created the tools?
Maybe. I don't know.
Which would be kind of strange for like a toddler.
He would just show up with the tools, and then he could just sit up and put his feet up, drink a lemonade, and the tools would build whatever they needed.
Yeah, it's kind of strange to consider that maybe a toddler created those tools, but
yeah.
Hey, so,
there you go.
It's a cartoon.
It is. I'm probably looking at it too deep. I won't go into my problems with Jake and the Neverland Pirates either. So.
Or you know, the magic school bus is going down someone's digestive tract.
Yeah. You know, I just like they're pirates, and yet they were like, we shouldn't steal. Like you're pirates.
Yeah.
Like what kind of pirate are you?
Right,
it's kind of like the worst pirate I ever heard of.
My daughter's watching the zombies show, and like they're just going to school like normal, and
they don't eat brains.
No,
they're not zombies. So. Where are we? I've already did that. Pip Printing and Signs, reliable service for every business need. Whatever your role is in your business, you know that printing plays a huge role in what you do. You know that printing plays is what gets your message out. It's what gets people into the door, and then it's what keeps them there. By the way, the image your business provides, Pip Printing and Signs can help you provide an incredible, exciting image, put out some fantastic marketing materials, and get people coming in the door of your business. 30 years of experience shows that they've got a good track record of doing exactly that. Call Cam Baker today and talk to him. Set up a meeting. Set up a phone call to talk about what Pip Printing and Signs can do for you. The number is 601-499-5216. When you need printing, call Pip today. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you are looking for. We are just days away from the start of the college football season. If you haven't gotten that new game day polo yet, do it. Do it now. Head over to College Corner. Two locations to serve you in the Jackson area, Ridgeland by Fleet Feet, Flowood by the Half Shell, or you can shop online at collegecornerstore.com. Restaurant Tyler is Starkville's flagship restaurant for lunch, dinner, or Sunday brunch. The best meal in town is at Restaurant Tyler. And folks, if you are headed to Starkville this weekend, you need to make sure a trip to Restaurant Tyler is on your to-do list. Dinner after the game or on Friday night or Sunday brunch before you head out of town. Or if you can get here early enough for lunch on Friday, I'm just telling you right now, you will not regret that decision. It's my favorite place in town to eat lunch, Restaurant Tyler. They're on the corner of Washington and Maine. The best meal in town is at Restaurant Tyler. Priority One Bank, 16 locations to serve you throughout Central Mississippi. Go to PriorityOneBank.com and take a look at the website, not only to see where those locations are, but to see how Priority One Bank can help you manage your money, help you invest, help you build for the future. Priority One Bank is a small-town bank with big-time financial power. They can help you achieve your dreams. You just got to give them a call. You just got to go talk to somebody up there, and then you're going to build that relationship with your bank that everybody wants to have. You want to be able to call a bank with a problem and talk to somebody you know, you can do that with Priority One Bank. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. Oh, hey there, Robbie.
Hey.
It's Rumblings Day here on the podcast. The Rumblings, of course, are brought to you by the good folks over at Superior Catfish. I went to Obie's last week for catfish, and guess what? It was good. Awesome. Yeah, it was really, really good.
My entire family went to Little Dewey the other day. See? And my brother-in-law said, is the catfish good here? I was like, oh. I was like, this is going to be some of the best catfish you've had.
There you go.
And he ate it in about, 5 minutes.
There you go.
And then his, his son, they did the same thing. They both got surf and turf. They both got the catfish.
Yeah. So here's how it goes, guys. If you want to eat great catfish, you need to ask about Superior Catfish. If your local restaurant isn't serving Superior, ask them why. And tell them that Superior Catfish is called Superior Catfish for a reason. A great Mississippi company. We're so proud to have a partnership with them. We enjoy working with them, but more importantly, we enjoy eating Superior Catfish.
Yes.
There's catfish, and then there's Superior Catfish. All right, let's just jump right into the rumblings. Our first question today, of course, from our friend Colton Watson. We talk about how much this team, especially on defense, is hindered by the fact that the rotation was minimal last season, with back end of the two deep players getting little experience. That said, there are several upperclassmen-laden position groups in 2024. How important is it that younger developmental players get a lot of reps in a season where expectations are low anyway? Do you trade a win in 2024 for experience that will benefit you in 2025? I don't know that you trade a win, Robbie, but I do expect Coleman Hutzler and his staff to do a much better job of rotating guys in and out, especially early in the season, because you got to find out who your best 11 are. I don't know that you know that right this second.
We hope.
Yeah, there's a lot of we hope.
Yeah, I mean, we really just have no idea how they're going to do it. I asked John Lewis the other day just to try to get, maybe we could get an inkling of what their rotation might be like, and he has no clue, which, not surprising. I mean, they haven't really gone over that stuff, I guess, yet. But we really, I don't think we will know until we actually see it for ourselves. But, I mean, you raised an interesting point yesterday talking about the whole helmet thing. Like, you got to think they're going to want Stone Blanton on the field a lot.
Yeah.
If he's the guy that's got the helmet.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that might be something that I ask around about today and just kind of get some clarity on it a little bit. But
yeah,
I mean, if they can get some more reps for guys, I feel a lot better about that defense going into 2025 with the guys they got coming in and potentially some guys they can add out of the portal.
Breaking news, by the way. Oasis reuniting, going on tour in 2025.
That's been rumored for a little bit now. I love the fact that the 90s are coming back to us.
I mean, we're going to see Creed in a few weeks.
Yeah. Did this happen with bands from the 70s? Like, the 90s?
The problem with that, the Rolling Stones just kept touring. They never stopped. The Beatles never
Led
got
Zeppelin,
back together.
They kept...
Led Zeppelin, I mean, Jason, when John Bonham died, there's not a whole lot they could do. But they got back together in the 90s. They did a little... like a small tour, but it wasn't anything big.
Was there like John Bonham's son plays drums for him now.
Yeah.
But was there like a band like, I mean, Creed and Oasis were big, but they weren't like...
No, Oasis, you're underselling them. They were one of the biggest bands in the world.
They are like worldwide or whatever, but what I mean is like a band that kind of tapered off, that just kind of... went into obscurity or whatever. Yeah, well, I'm talking about like the 70s. Was there a band like that? Because
Kiss came back.
Yeah. I'm trying to think.
Bad Company didn't really.
Well, he went and played for Queen.
Yeah, I'm going to say Queen, obviously, you lose Freddie Mercury. I don't know. That's a good question.
Queen did. Queen came back.
Yeah. I will definitely go check out Oasis if they're nearby. If they do Atlanta or Memphis or...
Champagne Supernova is a great song.
All right, Dan Glenn, what's the story behind Freud Chicken every time it's talked about? Got to be a reason to be so specific with the pronunciation. We just like Freud Chicken. I don't see what are we saying that's funny?
Yeah, it's just how we talk.
I don't know. There's a video of this kid. You can, if you Google Fried Chicken Kid, you'll find him.
Can you play it through the thing?
I think so. Let me see if I can find it here.
I just like fried chicken.
Let me see if I can find it here. So I got to turn on this stuff.
I mean,
the kid
was like, he was talking like a 60-year-old Midwestern man.
He's from
man.
The Fried Chicken Kid. Here we go.
Like,
All right. So I don't know if this is going to work or not. Let's see. You won't be able to hear it, Robbie, unless you put your headset on. So.
Well, that headset pops.
Well, I'm here in the freezing cold getting free chicken sandwiches because the food tastes great. I mean, it's chicken. It's fried chicken. I like fried chicken.
Well, there we go. That's
just
why.
Like fried chicken.
It's like fried chicken.
I just like fried chicken.
So that's why we do that. So there we go.
That's a cornbread eating boy right there.
He's from the north.
Yeah, was he not from like Ohio?
I think it's Buffalo.
Oh, is it?
It's like the first Chick-fil-A that opened up in Buffalo.
Fried chicken.
I like fried chicken.
I did that same thing when I used to go to the food court in North Park Mall.
Andrew Madden asked us, since 09, State's average having the 44th best scoring defense, the low being 93rd and 16. If we could be what Levy hopes to be offensively and have an average MSU defense from the post-Kroom era, what's our win total? If State's 44th defensively this year, which is what I expect offensively, 9 wins?
Yeah.
I mean...
Yeah, if they're 44th in defense and, like, top 30 in offense...
9 wins? Yeah, easily. Easily.
You
lose to Texas,
Georgia... You
probably
beat Texas A&M and...
Oh, I'll just tell you, you lose to Texas, Georgia, and Tennessee.
You probably beat Missouri.
You beat Ole Miss.
You think so?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, top 30.
Just with those numbers?
Yes.
No other context.
You almost beat them last year with the 121st offense.
What if in that game you score like 14?
I don't believe Ole Miss's defense would hold State to 14. I'm just telling you. If you told me right now that I'm going to have a top 30.
Should be pretty good this year.
I mean, it should be, but we'll see. If you tell me right now State has a top 30 offense and a top 45 defense, I'll tell you they win 9 games.
Okay.
So.
That would be nice.
It'd be incredible. Also from Andrew Madden, what's a non-Power 4 university you'd like to see State take a road trip to that they haven't before? UNLV.
Just to go to Las Vegas?
Just to go to Las Vegas.
Yeah, forget the opponent.
Yeah. San Diego State would be cool. Just to go to San Diego State. I think non-Power 5.
What about Boise State?
I don't know. I mean, I've always wanted to go to like Idaho or Montana, and I'm not like a big outdoorsman, but I would like to go to those places. I think it'd be cool to go.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, just to see the blue turf would be cool.
I know they've already done it before, but I would like to go to BYU.
Yeah, but that's Power 4 now.
That's right. Yeah. It is. I forgot.
Trying to think my way around the country. Like South Florida, that's Tampa. It's fun. See Bob.
Yeah.
So there's a couple there. Joe Pollard, how high will Brian's blood pressure get at the first game he sees a Banner M shirt and a Maroon Is All That Matters shirt? So if I see them both.
You see it pretty much every game.
I see it everywhere.
Game.
Yeah. So I just kind of expect it. That being said, I take a lot of medicine for my blood pressure. Maybe I'll take an extra pill.
Yeah, you got to.
Yeah. Willie Dizzle asks, more likely to trust with a gun, Cheddar Bob or Plaxico Burress? I have a quick question, Robbie. Who is Cheddar Bob?
No clue.
All right, let's quick Google search here for Cheddar Bob. Cheddar Bob.
Oh,
I was on 8 Mile.
Yeah,
I never watched that.
Yeah,
so moving on. We are moving on.
I watched the rap scene.
Yeah, I mean, everybody's seen that, but. We have a couple of versions of this question. So Cameron McGee has a question for us. Would you take 6-6 with an Egg Bowl victory and ruin Ole Miss's playoff chances, or 8-4 with an Egg Bowl loss? Tough.
That is a tough question.
You know, I want to say 8-4, but I'm very spiteful.
I mean, well, here's the thing. If you go 6-6 here mm-hmm. with an Egg Bowl victory that ruins their playoff chances, so that's, what are they, probably 9-3, 8-4? 9-3 probably if State was the one that ruined it.
Yeah, probably came in.
You've gotten the momentum and the rivalry. Ole Miss has a devastating season.
Yeah,
and who knows what happens there?
And
maybe
in the bowl game, you know that whole team opts out.
Yeah, and people are, you know, maybe people are saying, why am I giving money to this? Yeah. Like, you've disrupted the whole equation.
It's the same thing that happened to them in 09 in Mullins' first year.
Yeah.
They had all this momentum, and you think, okay, they're going forward. And then State wins that Egg Bowl, and everything flips. So
I think I would take 6-6. Yeah. I mean, and it's not just being petty about Ole Miss.
Call me a hater. Call me rent-free. I don't care. I take the 6-6 with that.
Well, it's, what I'm saying is, like, you go 8-4, like you're in a good development anyway. But Ole Miss is going to the playoffs; they're still humming along, and you're still trying to play catch. You know, you go 6-6, and they have the devastating loss.
Yeah.
That could potentially blow the whole thing up.
Yeah, I agree.
That's probably what I would go with, and not just because it's beating Ole Miss.
I mean, I'd go with that just because it's beating Ole Miss.
I know.
I'm just a hater. Tyler Sumrall asks us, rank these from most to least likely. The tight end room outscores the receivers. The defense doubles the takeaways from 2023. Kevon Lee and Devon Booth combined for 15 scores. Brian gives up pork rind nachos. That's easily the least likely.
Yes, you're not giving up pork rind nachos.
I think defense doubles the takeaways is the most likely. They only had, what, like 7 picks total last year?
Yeah, and like 6 of them or something was linebackers.
Yeah, it was Watson and Johnson. So I'm going to go with that as most likely. Booth and Lee getting 15 scores is second most. Tight end room outscoring the receivers is very, very unlikely. Just because there's more receivers.
I think one of them two running backs is going to have 10 touchdowns.
Yeah, I agree. And then tight end room outscores. I mean, if say Shapen throws 24 touchdowns, there's no way the tight ends get 13 of them.
Yeah.
Right? So that's where I'm going with that. Let's see here. Steve Mormon, is Stone Blanton going to be football only? Yes. Not playing baseball at Mississippi State.
Yeah, I think he's given that up.
I think he
did that at South Carolina,
yeah,
too.
I agree.
I don't remember him playing
right
there.
I believe you're right. And then also, Brian, what is your named menu item at the campouts? It's the B&B mac and cheese. The problem is this. They did a menu change, and so it's not in there anymore. You just have to know what's on it. So if you don't know what's on it, you know, you can't have it. It's just, and it's, I had to change it because they stopped having the penne pasta. It's bow tie pasta, shrimp, sausage, Parmesan and pepper jack cheese with the spicy seasoning. Seasoned with seasonings.
Yes.
Yes.
And their mac and cheese is...
It's good. It's really divine. It's really underrated. We need to go eat there. Put that on the list.
Fine.
Bradley Douglas asked us, who is your favorite Mississippi State football player whose playing days ended before you were born? I got to be honest with you, Bradley, I don't have one. I don't have any player that I didn't see play that I would count as one of my favorite Mississippi State players. I mean,
maybe like for John
you,
Bond.
John Bond for you, but like for me.
Johnny Cooks.
What am I going to say? Jackie Parker? You know?
Yeah, you could.
I'm not. Dee Dee Lewis? You know?
Yeah, you could. I could. There's some good ones in there.
Gavin F. King asked us the same question, basically. But he got State to 7-5. State 7-5, loses to Ole Miss, makes the playoff, and wins a game.
Ooh.
Ole Miss goes 5-7.
State goes 5-7.
Yeah, State goes 5-7, beats Ole Miss, and Ole Miss doesn't go to the playoff. 5-7.
So that would be 0-9 all over again.
Yeah, that really is 0-9 all over again. But now you're not in a bowl. I don't know if that's the same. 8-4 was a lot more tempting than 7-5. Plus, Ole Miss won a playoff game.
I think I would go in this equation 7-5.
Yeah, I'm going 7-5. I agree.
Because you made a bowl and you showed progress. Yeah.
Todd Miller says, down in South Mississippi, it seems like Conecuh is the preferred sausage. Up north, it's country pleasing and Polk's. What's y'all's preference, and do you mix it up?
Can you talk about this now?
I can.
Okay.
And it's country pleasing all the way.
Yes.
Yeah, I much prefer country
pleasing. Country pleasing is the goat.
That's the best store that you can buy at the store, smoked sausage, that you can find.
My favorite is the pineapple and jalapeno cheddar.
Yeah.
Oh,
jalapeno cheddar is my favorite, and if I want to do something different, I love the maple blueberry. Really, really good.
Good breakfast sausage.
Good breakfast sauce.
Yeah, so. Country Poison is amazing.
It's the one. It's the one.
It's all I buy.
Yeah. Brian McDuff asks us, in honor of Sid's passing, you see this? Psycho Sid passed away, the master and ruler of the world.
Love Psycho Sid.
Rest in peace. Do you think of Sid as more of an NWA, WCW wrestler or a WWF wrestler? I think of him as a WWF.
WWF.
Guy. Yeah, Psycho Sid was the
he
best part.
He and Shawn Michaels at Royal Rumble in San Antonio.
Yeah, that's the best run of his career, yeah.
That's who he fought at in San Antonio, wasn't it?
I believe that's correct, yeah.
I was making sure it wasn't Diesel. I think that's right, yeah. We had, like, the whole thing with Jose Lothario, like, had the heart of, like, it's like he had a heart attack or something.
Yes, Royal Rumble 97. Yeah. Great stuff.
Do you remember the whenever he was in WCW and he was like coming down the aisle and there was this old woman there that had like a sign like "I love Psycho Sid" or something? He gave her a kiss on the cheek.
I love it. I don't remember that, but that's hilarious. What I remember him in WCW is the way he broke his leg.
Oh, came off
the
top rope.
Gross injuries.
Oh my god! Did you see that video I posted yesterday?
Uh-uh.
So when he was Lord Humongous,
he was on
WCBI with Harvey Whippleman.
Yeah,
and this is when Jeffrey Rupp was anchor at WCBI before Jeffrey Rupp went into politics, became mayor of Columbus. I think he's on the board of aldermen or something in Starkville. And you know, Lord Humongous was like a Jason Voorhees character.
Yes.
He wore the hockey mask. He was just
That's Lord Humongous. That's from Mad Max.
Yeah, I guess that. But I mean, technically,
but he had the hockey mask like Voorhees.
That was, I think, that was like the. I think Mad Max was the whole inspiration. Yeah. So anyway, Jeffrey Rupp was, you know, like he, you know, patted Harvey Whippleman on the back or whatever, and all of a sudden, like when he did that, it like triggered Sid.
Uh-huh.
And he grabs him by the throat and picks him up. And you can see the video. I posted it on Twitter. He picks him up in the air and puts him through the little sheet that they have behind him, like the little set. Puts a hole in it. Oh, and he's holding him by the throat.
Yeah.
And then they had a tag team match with, like, I forget who was in it, but maybe Bill Dundee or something.
Uh-huh.
And Jeffrey Rupp got in there. He picks Jeffrey up like a toothpick and is holding him in the air and just like throws him on the ground. Like it was unreal, man. It's about a 4-minute thing. Like Jeffrey Rupp, like talking about it and stuff.
Rest in peace.
It was great. Sid was like as real deal as it gets.
Yeah.
Looked like $1 million.
Also, awesome softball player.
Yes.
Love to play softball.
Yes.
Also from McDuff, do we think that Ospreay and MJF could keep a feud fresh for 5 years? Yeah. Those two guys could keep it going and like just they could be like a Hogan, Savage, Flair, Dusty Rhodes, like a new generation kind of thing of that.
I've gotten to where I love watching every match that Will Ospreay has and Swerve Strickland.
Strickland can wrestle. They can wrestle.
I found a new respect for him after he and Ospreay wrestled at the last pay-per-view.
Yeah.
That match was,
it was great.
One of the best I've ever seen.
It's great.
And the one he had with Daniel, with Bryan Danielson the other day was incredible.
Yeah. Brogan Fairchild, what junk food is your kryptonite?
Ooh. Like anything chocolate.
Yeah.
I'm a chocolate fiend.
Yeah.
Is
there a particular thing?
Sweet. I love the Nutty Buddies.
Yeah.
I love those. I had some of those last night. If I can get a cheesecake.
Oh.
Like, especially my wife's
Oreo
cheesecake.
Did you hear the noise I just made? I love cheesecake, though. I'm only a few months away. Our friend Alex Watson every year on my birthday makes me a cheesecake. So one's coming my way soon.
Becky has found a cheat code in the. I thought you had some. Okay, the Oreo cheesecake she makes is incredible, and when everybody goes to bed,
oh no,
it's like 10 o'clock at night. I get the munchies. I destroy some Oreo cheesecake.
Yeah. So for me,
it's amazing. I'm not 350 pounds right now.
I'll do a savory and a sweet. Pizza and wings.
Mm.
Like, I'll eat a whole large pizza and like a 12-piece order of wings. I can. I haven't done it in a long time, but I can, and I don't have a problem doing it. I will do that. And then any kind of ice cream.
Yes.
I love ice cream.
I love ice cream.
I love my favorite dessert on planet Earth. I always say it's a stuffed pancake. It's really not. I'll give a little away here. My favorite thing to eat on this earth is a dipped cone from Dairy Queen. I love the Dairy Queen soft serve dipped cone. I just love it. It's my favorite thing. It makes me feel like a kid. Whenever I eat one, it's a little messy because I got the beard.
Yeah.
But that or the Snappy Turtle at
Bop's.
Oh,
yeah. That Snappy Turtle's
legit. I can't resist.
I haven't been to Bop's in forever.
I neither.
A warm piece of something with ice cream on top is a cheat code.
Yeah. Oh, a warm brownie, piece of pie.
Peach cobbler with ice cream.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
That hot cold thing is just the
way. By the way, Pizza Hut has tavern style pizza.
Okay.
If you've never had this before,
uh-huh.
Becky picks them up the other day and she always gets like
the thin crust,
obscure things.
Like square cut. Yeah.
She always gets these obscure like things.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, just get the regular stuff.
Yeah.
Well, I did this whenever John and Grace and Steph came over. I got like 4 large pizzas for us to eat. And We devoured that pizza.
Oh, yeah.
It is
That's how pizza's supposed
really
to be. Thin crust.
Good. Yes.
That's what you want.
Yes. Yes. It is really good. And they put stuff on it, too. Like, yeah. I got the meat lovers. They put, like, some kind of seasoning or something on it. Oh.
It's good. Also from Brogan, what sport or sports could you coach that you never actually played? I never played basketball or baseball. Baseball might be the one I could play, especially nowadays where analytics making all the decisions for me.
I feel like I could, like, I would need to talk to some people and get some ideas on baseball, but, like, I understand the game enough.
Yeah.
That I could probably get out there, like high school, like now, not college. Yeah, yeah.
Nowadays, analytics makes decisions for you.
Yeah.
You don't have to do anything. So, Ford Pulp, we'll do this one and then we'll get to the break. Why did State switch from Nike to Russell in 04? Saving money? Templeton just sucked that badly?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, who on their right mind goes from Nike to Russell?
It was
one of the worst decisions ever.
I don't know what happened.
Yeah. When my wife and I come up from Brandon for football games, we stay with my parents. A couple hundred yards through the woods is Chad Bumpus's house. After a win, they are partying all night and the woods are thumping. Should I invite myself over? I feel like that might be one hell of a party to go to. I mean, I would tag him on Twitter and see if it's cool. You know, be like, hey, is it all right if I show up? So this is
at Bumpus's house in Starville.
Yeah, they're having a party.
He's just outside jamming.
I don't know if this might not be true because Bumpus is a little kid, like a little baby.
Well, they go to bed eventually.
But then they get woken up if you're partying.
Man, I get out on the back porch almost like most nights, turn on the Bluetooth speaker and just watch the stars, you know. I mean, maybe that's what Chad likes to do.
I got you.
Just like to get a good vibe going with the music. Sit outside, maybe build a fire. We'll have to ask.
Yeah.
If he does, then why are we not invited?
That's a good question. Let's move into the rest of the show that's brought to you by our friends over at the Mississippi Beef Council, who want to remind you that beef, it is what's for dinner. Nothing beats the sizzle of beef on the grill, so if you're staying home this weekend or if you're tailgating in the Junction, make it beef. So many great options to choose from. It's a 5 o'clock game, so that means if you want to throw something big on the smoker, you got time to do it. But if you just want to grill up some steaks and burgers, that can be the way too as well. As we said before, beef on the grill, everybody is going to be a happy camper. Beef, it's what's for dinner, thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. Two Brothers Smoked Meats in the heart of the Cotton District is the place for smoked Southern soul food. And it's just the place that you're going to want to be this football season. Grab a drink, sit out on the patio, watch some football inside, and eat some fantastic food. Pork rind nachos, obviously, high on the list. Won't be giving those up. I want to reiterate that.
Ooh, yeah. Gonna do some dirty deeds to those pork rind nachos.
And if I want, you know.
Looking like a whole lot of Rosie after that.
Very good. Very good. And if, you know, I'm trying to think, like, I can't think of anything like fancy or anything, but fancy sandwiches are available right across the street at the Older Brother. That's going to be a place that's going to be packed every weekend, so I hope you guys can get in there and enjoy yourself. Robbie and I have the advantage of we can just go on a Wednesday if we want to. You guys, if you're traveling, try and make a trip to the Older Brother. You will not regret it. Two of the best restaurants in town right there in the heart of the Cotton District. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. They've been doing it now for 49 years. 50 years. 50.
50. 50.
If you need technology for your business, give them a call. And then if you need service, it's just another phone call away. And it's the same number. It's not a 1-800 number. It's not, hey, can you do this? And we'll be there in a week. And it's none of that. It's a lot of times it's going to be, we'll be there today. Because they're in Mississippi just like you. 601-362-9192. Or you can visit them online at absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems helps your business do business. Maroon & Co., before you're at Davis Wade this weekend, you need to head to Maroon & Co. If you're coming to Starkville and you need new MSU gear, Maroon & Co. is the place to get it. An incredible selection, stuff you can't find anywhere else. All of the logos that you want. If you need a new hat, they've got an incredible selection of those as well. It's just unique gear that nobody else has. They've got the Bulldog Initiative stuff, so if you want to wear the polos and the pullovers that the coaches are wearing, they've got them. There's just no other place in town like Maroon & Co. We love it there, and that's not just because they gave us a big boatload of gear the other day. They are just the place in town, and we can save you some money. Thunder15 is the promo code. 15% off regular price items. Some exclusions do apply. Before you go to Davis Wade Stadium this weekend, go to Maroon & Co. Back into it here, and Andy Atkinson says, Coach, I was curious how your program was doing. Have you developed your program to a yearly participant in the playoff? I'm in year 7 at Ball State, and I'm on pace for a return to the playoff, hoping to avenge last season's title games. Thanks for texting us, Coach. We appreciate that. So I'm cruising right along, number one in the nation. I'm really mad, though. Ole Miss got 4 of my top targets in the class of 28.
Did they?
Like, I'm going to beat them by 150 now. Like, what are you doing? What are these kids?
Do what you
gotta
do.
These are Mississippi kids. I've won 3 straight national titles. And you're going to sit there and tell me you want to go play at Ole Miss?
They're getting desperate.
One kid is visiting Ole Miss the week of the Egg Bowl. I'm going to embarrass them, right? I was like, it's going to be like, look at you now. This is what you wanted?
It might be like CJ Johnson.
So, Caleb Goddard, the MSU football Twitter account, tagged Kroger and included their logo in a video a few days ago. Is MSU sponsored by them now? If so, do you expect to see the logo on the field this weekend? I can't imagine State sponsored by Kroger when Kentucky, another conference team, plays at Kroger Field. That would be really odd.
Yeah.
But we'll see.
If you look at some of their videos the last few years, like their content is like sponsored by stuff like that. I don't think that has anything to do with like a corporate sponsor for the field or whatever.
Yeah, I agree.
I think that's probably just, you know, they're like a supporter of Mississippi State, and they're just using that as an advertisement on their videos.
This is from Matthew Watkins. What do we think Triple H and the McMahon kids call Vince?
Daddy?
I think Triple H calls him Vince.
Yes.
And I think Shane and Stephanie probably call him Dad.
Yeah.
So, there we go. Hunter Boland, my friends and I started a sports podcast called Press Box After Dark. Oh, you want a piece of us? Huh? You want to have a go with the great ones? Is that what you want? You want a piece of me and Robbie? Start a little podcast there?
That's what it sounds like.
Anyway, what were some of your struggles getting started in radio and podcasts? Love the show. Thanks for inspiring us. Check us out on Spotify and Apple Music. Hunter, the main thing I would tell you is this. You can't start this podcast and then expect 2 weeks later to be getting 5,000 people listening to you.
Yeah.
All right? It is a process. You got to build it.
Got to be consistent.
You got to be consistent. You got to find... If you think about a Venn diagram, there's 2 circles. There's informative and there's entertaining. The best podcasts are in the intersection there. The people who can bring information but also do it in an entertaining way. If you're just reading off numbers, that's not good enough. And if you're just making jokes, that's not good enough either. People have to be able to get both. So, you know, you're going to go through some times where, you know, 10 people listen, 15 people listen. Then it builds up. Next thing you know, like 40 people listen. And then it's 100 people. And then that's how you build. So just be consistent with it. If you really want to do it, don't give up on it, is what I would tell you.
Yeah, consistency is really the biggest thing in the content business. You've got to be somebody that people know is going to be there every day, with a few exceptions, like whenever you decide that you don't want to record when you go on vacation. But other than that, I mean, just keep chipping away, I guess.
Kevis Wright says, with WWE now selling the collegiate title belts, would it be a good idea to get one to use for the pick'em contest between you two every year? Also, no coffee for Florida State and the coach for McNeese for bad clock management. No coffee last week. That'll return this week. Well, you said we weren't going to entertain any thoughts about our pick'em contest, but this is one we will entertain. Should we do this? Should we buy a belt at the end of the year and the winner gets it for the year?
Like a Mississippi, like a state script belt?
Yeah.
Do they have one?
I don't know. We'll have to look. We're going to dive into this. I like the idea of being the champion.
Yeah, I like that. That'd be cool.
I like that. Can you imagine wearing it? I would wear that belt. I would wear it somewhere.
Just wear it to like press conferences and stuff.
Yeah. Like, what's that? Oh, I beat Robbie in the
pick'em contest. You have it around your shoulder like the guys.
I do like Cody and just sort of have it tucked under my arm.
I always laugh when like we go to like WWE events and like seeing a like 45-year-old man walking down the steps with a championship belt. I would do that with the state script belt.
All right. Lock in here. Dalton Lee. I've been having a war with a mole in my backyard. I've tried everything from water, poison, and putting gum in the holes, but to no avail. Exterminators are currently not in the budget. Any suggestions besides a Caddyshack explosion that I can try next? I mean, they make traps.
I mean, what about a cat?
A cat is a good way to get rid of a mole.
Because I see a mole like on my porch every other day.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's probably the best.
Yeah, get a cat. There.
Yeah.
CJ Lunsford, quick trivia question for you. Who beat a team that went on to win 10 games first, Lane Kiffin or Zach Arnett?
I'm going to say Zach Arnett.
You're correct. You're correct.
Which is the most improbable thing of last
really
season.
Is. Tucker Medlin, this question is for Robbie. Your thoughts on Mauricio Pochettino as the new U.S. men's national team coach?
Great name.
It is a great name.
Great name.
Yeah.
Other than that, couldn't tell you anything about him.
All right. Well, he asked you, not me. So
I'm scrolling through. I have a bunch of mentions here around this time.
What? I wonder what happened.
I don't know. Something about being soft and things like that. So
yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Anyway, Brett Christensen.
Wading through a lot of crap.
Yeah, it happens. Brett Christensen, if you could switch SEC conference schedules with one other team from Mississippi State this season, who would it be and what would State's record be? Looks like Mizzou, Ole Miss, and Texas have the lightest path. I'm definitely not taking Texas because I don't want to play Michigan.
Mizzou is probably mine.
Yeah, Mizzou only has two games that I would really, really be like, okay, I don't know. And even then, Oklahoma, I'm not super high on, right? So let's go through Missouri's schedule. State would beat Murray State. They would beat Buffalo. They would beat Boston College.
Yeah.
I think. They would beat Vanderbilt.
That's Bill O'Brien, right? Isn't he there now?
I believe that's correct, yeah. So State's 4-0. They probably lose at A&M. UMass on the road, they win that game. They're 5-1. Auburn at home. State could get that game. Especially if they're 5-1 playing that game, people are excited.
It's winnable.
Right? All right, they lose at Alabama, 6-2. Oklahoma at home. We'll just be...
That would be fun. Yeah, Jeff Lebby versus Brent Venables. Yeah.
You would think Brent Lebby would have some advantages there. I'll say loss. I'll just be nice about it. I think State would win at South Carolina. They would play Missouri at that point because that would be Mississippi State. But that would be at Mississippi State. So State could win. And then Arkansas at home. Yeah, I think State could go like 8-4 on this schedule.
Mm-hmm.
So... Cameron Worm.
Big Worm.
Who is this person? Coleman DF. Is that Coleman Fry? And I prefer the State script to the interlocking. Is this possibly due to the fact that we are younger and do not have the same fond memories of the interlocking logo? Absolutely.
Yeah.
100%.
The logo is, I think, 80% based on nostalgia.
Yes.
I don't think it... I mean, it does
times
look...
for Mississippi State football.
It does look good on a helmet.
Yeah.
But I think that the majority of the people that want the state that want the interlocking want it because of what they felt in the late 90s.
Yeah, I agree.
I think that's where that comes from.
All right, Clark County Dog. I'm not going to ask your first question because if you can't make public knowledge, I'm not interested. Which of the following worlds would you most like to live in? Super Mario, Harry Potter, Ghostbusters, Shrek, Batman, or the world that existed prior to 2020? I think I'm going to go with that one, to be totally honest with you. Here's the answer for me. First off, if you live in the Batman world, like unless you live in Gotham, it's not really an issue for you.
Yeah.
Like Batman's villains don't try to destroy the world. They just try to take over Gotham. So that's not
Yeah, and they're just like they're all like mentally unstable.
Right. Ghostbusters is the real answer though, and I'll tell you why. First off, Ghostbusters is a totally normal world. There's just ghosts, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if there's ghosts, that is proof of an afterlife.
Okay.
So all of the religious issues that we have in this world, we know that there's something after death. So that's
what are they in, like purgatory?
Well, they're just ghosts. Yeah.
They're not in heaven or hell.
Back. Yeah. Yeah. Well, maybe that's their own hell. I don't know.
So are we just going to become ghosts in this world or?
Well, it depends. If you did good, you get to go on to the next thing.
Okay.
So.
Well, what if some of these ghosts did good? The Stay Puft Marshmallow Man didn't do good?
Well, he wasn't a ghost.
Yeah, but he was a supernatural being.
Well, yeah, that's because Ray thought of him and the Gozer the Destroyer
created
him.
Okay.
So there you go.
Gozer was not a good guy. He was a bad person.
Right. That was the woman. Yeah.
Are you a god?
Yeah. So also, she says, are you a god? Therefore implying that there are gods. There is a god. There you go.
Gotcha.
All right. Only a couple more questions.
Didn't want to be in the Shrek swamp, I guess.
No, I don't want to be there. No. All those fairy tale creatures around. No.
Do you have to have an outhouse?
Yeah, I'm not in, I don't want to live in medieval times.
Right.
I don't even want to go eat at medieval times. So.
Hey, that's fun.
I don't know. I don't know if it would be.
Cable guy.
Yes. Yes. Come back here, that I might brain thee. Yes. Brad Baxter. Currently, there are only three active head coaches in college football with a national championship. Kirby, Dabo, and Mac Brown. Do you think that list gets larger, smaller, or stays the same after this season? Okay. There's 2 points to this. All right. One, I don't know that a new coach is going to win a national title, right? I think Kirby's going to win it. No, I take it back. I do think. I my prediction was Ohio State, so that would add one, right? Ryan Day would win one.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I think Jimbo gets back into coaching after this year. So that puts another one in there. So the list gets bigger.
Yeah, and I really believe that with this 12-team playoff that we're going to see some people,
mm-hmm.
maybe not like a group of five team, but there'll be some people that have been recruiting at a high level that just have a great team 1 year that slips in and wins it all.
Yeah, I agree.
So I think that list is going to grow.
It's going to grow, but I think next year you have...
The list of teams winning national championships, I think, is going to grow.
I agree.
And instead of it just being Alabama and Georgia...
Agreed.
With, you know, Ohio State and Michigan every now and then.
I like Ohio State this year. And then so I think Jimbo gets back into coaching next year, so that puts...
Urban Meyer said that they have the, you know...
This is the most talented team we've ever had.
Ever.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah. All right, Nathan Kelly. Hey, guys, did you catch the recent highlight video of Gardner Minshew training? It's set to Creed's hire, and he's rocking a Joe Dirt mullet. He's always rocked that mullet. How long do you think it'll be before he retires and buys land in Leak or Neshoba County? Soon.
He probably already has
land out
there.
He probably already has some, yeah.
His family has a fair cabin.
Yeah.
But he just likes living in a van.
Yeah.
Down by
the river. You have time to be an NFL quarterback. When you live in a van,
down by the river.
Let's see if we can't get Robbie back on the right track.
The yes. greatest thing about that is
Spade.
David Spade and who's it? Christina Applegate. Applegate.
They're losing it.
They couldn't. They had their hands in their face.
Yeah.
It was.
I watched one last night that I had not seen a clip. Oh, it's Jason Sudeikis and Jamie Foxx. And he breaks Jamie Foxx, which just tells you how funny it is.
Yeah.
So, really, really good.
There were some classics on Saturday Night Live back in the day.
Oh, yeah. Man. Last one from Kenny Manning. What's your go-to steak marinade? I don't ever marinate steaks. I just season them. I just put salt, pepper, garlic on there.
Yeah.
Maybe a little. I like to use a Killer Hog steak rub or Robert St. John steak seasoning is really good as well.
Yeah, I'm – you know, when I cook my own steaks
– yeah.
I do like to marinate them.
Do you? Okay.
And I know that's sacrilege for a lot of people, but I like my steak to be pretty juicy, too. Like, I like the juices to come out.
I want the juice to spill down my chin.
If I've got a prime steak or I'm at a restaurant that has really good steaks, then I would much prefer just salt and pepper.
Yeah.
Because that's...
Yeah.
I mean, you don't want to... mask the taste of that steak.
I will say this. I'll marinate not like a ribeye or a strip, but if I buy like a flank steak or skirt steak, those I'll marinate for sure.
I actually used to do Italian dressing.
Nothing wrong with that.
And
very old school, but it's good.
And some like seasonal salt. But then I started getting that, you know, I tell you about my Papa T's.
Yeah.
That I like. I like to do that and some just steak seasoning that you can get from the grocery store, just like some kind of Dale's or the off-brand, whatever, and it's perfectly fine.
There you go. All right, that's it for today. Not a lot of questions today. That's surprising, but whatever. It is what it is. Yeah. All right, guys. Have a great Wednesday. Back with you on Thursday. For Robbie Falk, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi.
Where is my
Talk Mississippi Media Production.